You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Thursday morning to you. Hope y'all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my front rear load truck drivers out there, all my bus drivers riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front rear load truck drivers out there, all my UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 IBEW workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night mailmen, mailwomen, all my postal workers out there, making sure that people get their mail and packages in a safe and timely fashion as well. Shout out to all my local hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. All my local funeral home workers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Good morning to you. Hope your Thursday is getting started off right, and I appreciate you starting it with your boy. A lot to talk about this morning. Obviously, we're going to talk about the Atlanta Falcons, start digging deeper into that Falcons-Patriots matchup coming up this Sunday that you can hear right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You already know it, your flagship station for your Atlanta Falcons, your home for your Atlanta Falcons right here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Pre-game coverage with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, going to start at 11 a.m. Then they'll take you all the way up to 1 o'clock. West Durham, Dave Archer, going to take over, give you all the action between the Falcons and the Patriots. Falcons, we know, desperately need a win. We'll talk about that. And then you got the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network post-game show with Mike Johnson and Grant McCauley. And then the Falcons fly over Chris Thomas Turtle after that. But we'll talk about the Falcons. We'll get into the Thursday night football matchup here a little bit because Lamar Jackson, he's back. Lamar Jackson makes his return for the Baltimore Ravens as the Ravens are in Miami tonight to take on the Dolphins. We also got to talk a little NBA. Got to talk a little Hawks. Hawks do get back in the win column, take care of business against a winless Brooklyn Nets team. They keep it that way, which is good. But there is bad news that comes with that because Trae Young goes down with a knee sprain. I'll say this just real quick about that. It looked like it could have been worse, but it still ain't good. Now, when I first saw Trae grab his knee, my initial knee-jerk reaction, worst-case scenario of mine, went to, oh, my goodness, he might have just tore his ACL. But he got back up. He was moving around well. He was moving around better than you would be able to if you did tear an ACL or an MCL or anything like that. He was bouncing around. He actually did come back in the game for maybe a minute, 30 seconds, 45 seconds, whatever the case was. And then he immediately knew and he pointed to the bench, pointed towards Quinn Snyder, said, nah, fam, this ain't it. I can't keep going like this. Went back to the locker room, did not return, which is, again, for the better. You don't want that, especially if it's a knee sprain. You don't want that to get any worse because then you can get into those season-ending injuries that I don't even really want to speak into the air because I don't even want to put that bad juju out there. You feel me? So could have been worse, obviously. So I'm thankful that it was just a knee sprain. And when he got up and when he was moving the way he was, I was like, okay, he probably just sprained his MCL or just sprained maybe his knee straight up. And they did call it a right knee sprain. So again, seems like it should be okay, but don't know how much time Trae Young will have to miss. Hopefully it's not too much. Hopefully he doesn't have to miss any at all. Don't know how bad it is. Obviously we'll find that out more. I highly doubt he's going to play in Indiana tomorrow, but we shall see. So other guys obviously are going to have to step up, but I'll get more into the actual game and what I like from the actual game when we get to that a little bit later on in the show. But I do want to start with the Atlanta Falcons. Ream Moore, Zach Robinson, Michael Penix Jr., and more talk to the media yesterday. We'll let you hear a little bit from all of those guys coming up. But the first thing that, and we'll let you hear the sound of this later, but the first thing I have to react to is Ream Moore told Dukes and Bell, because he made his weekly visit with Dukes and Bell yesterday. He told Dukes and Bell that this offense, and I'm going to give you the exact quote, this offense is the best it's been since 2016. He said, quote, it's like the best offense we've had since 2016. And we've done a really good job over the last 2 years. Okay. Yeah. Do you know what we did in 2016, Ream? I know you was on that team. And I know you was the wide receiver coach. So you was there. You was there. You were at all the games, dog. You were part of that staff. This ain't 2016, my boy. Nah. This ain't 2016. You might have numbers. You might have some numbers, and you might be able to move the ball in between the 20s. But the 2016 team, they scored touchdowns. And the 2016 team, they scored touchdowns in the red zone. Those are two things we not doing consistently right now. 2016 team was putting up 30 a game. Easy. They did that in a sleep. This team, it's a revelation if we get 30 points right now. Now, again, I know we have looked good and shown flashes, but once that 2016 team got hot, because they were like, what, 6-5, and then they won out at the end of the regular season. The point being, once that 2016 offense got hot, they didn't look back. It was raps after that. Once they figured it out, Once Kyle Shanahan, Matt Ryan, Julio, shoot, Taylor Gabriel, Devontae Freeman, Tevin Coleman, once they all got on the same page, Mohamed Sanu don't want to leave Agent 12 out there. Once they all got on the same page, it was over with for the rest of the league. You wasn't messing with them. I don't care what defense it was. You could not stop that 2016 offense once they got it rolling. That was like an avalanche. Once it got started, you wasn't stopping it. So, yeah, no, this is not that. Again, they've put up some good numbers, and they've had some good performances. The first half of the Bills game, great. Okay. That was, I'll give you that. They've had times where I'll give Raheem a little credit. They've had times where they've shown they could be 2016-esque. I'll go that far, but I ain't going farther than that. They've had flashes where they've shown they could have that in them. I think that potential is in them as far as the talent they have. They got 2016 offensive talent. Close to it. Because nobody's Julio. I ain't even gonna put that on Drake London. Drake London ain't Julio. Julio is a different animal. And that's no shade to Drake London. He's a dog too, but nobody's Julio. There's one Julio Jones. But they do have 2016 talent. They do have that caliber of talent. And they've had performances to where they've had flashes where you think, okay, maybe they can be that good if they can get this consistently. But the main difference, the biggest difference between this 2024-2025 Falcons offense to the 2016-2017 Falcons offense is that 2016 Falcons offense was consistent. We knew that as long as the defense could get a stop here and there, if they get that one, maybe two big stops, we knew the offense was going to score. We weren't worried about the offense. Every time I watched the Atlanta Falcons during that season, I knew we was going to score. I wasn't worried about scoring. I was worried about if we was going to be able to get stops. Because we had a young defense, very opportunistic defense, a very bend-don't-break defense. I mean, that young 2016-2017 defense that year we went to the Super Bowl, that was the definition of a bend-don't-break. We going to let you go all the way to the red zone, and then we're going to figure out a way to hold you to a field goal. And then we're going to go on the other end and score a touchdown, and that's how we won a lot of games. We made some teams kick some field goals at times. We got to stop here and there, and then we just kept scoring touchdowns. So, yeah, nah. This ain't that, Reem. I'm sorry to inform you. This ain't that. And I get it. He's trying to build up his guy. He's trying to build up Zach Robinson and show he's got that confidence in him. And again, but honestly, that ain't helping. You just threw fuel on the fire saying that. Because most Falcons fans, when they heard that, they were probably like, how dare you? How dare you bring that up? How dare you try to put that amazing offense into the same breath as this inconsistent offense we got right now? And also, this goes without saying, but this is actually the biggest difference between that 2016 offense and this offense. Yeah, the offensive coordinators, not even in the same ballpark. Not even the same region, not even in the same state, maybe not even in the same country as far as Kyle Shanahan as an offensive play caller versus Zach Robinson as an offensive play caller. That is actually the biggest difference. Forget what I said about consistency. Let's talk about who calling the plays because, yeah, Kyle Shanahan was different even back then, and he's gotten better now, and he was even different back then. He's what he did for us in 2016 was the reason he became the 49ers head coach. Because remember, he took the 49ers job right after that season. So, yeah, they're not the same, my guy. Again, I understand what Raheem was trying to do. I understand building them up, but I think it backfired, bro. Because you went way too far trying to make those comparisons. Now, again, and let me actually be fair, because he wasn't necessarily comparing them. So I'll be fair when it comes to that, because in the quote he said, the best offense we've had since 2016. So he's not comparing them. So let me ease up a little bit, because he didn't compare them. but I'm not sure this is the best offense we've had since 2016. Might be some of the best talent. Might be the best offensive talent we've had since 2016. I don't know if I can necessarily disagree with that. But the best offense, we can move the ball in between the 20s, but we ain't scoring touchdowns like 2016. Now, the 2017 offense did struggle. And then, obviously, once you start going past that, you know, I get it. So, maybe there is some credence there, but we got to remember, since 2016 and 2017, too, because they didn't make the playoffs in 2017 and did go to the divisional round, your offense hasn't really been a whole lot to look at. I mean, saying you've had this is the best offense since 2016 ain't saying a whole lot either. You had Marcus Mariota, Desmond Ridder, Taylor Heineke at QB. And Matt Ryan in 2020 was dealing with a whole bunch of – he had Kyle Pitts and that's it after Calvin Ridley left. So, again, it ain't saying a whole bunch saying that this is the best offense since 2016. So, I don't know. But even – I really got triggered and I went on that whole tangent because – even putting 2016 and this offense in the same breath, in the same statement, just trigger me. Because it's like, nah, let's not even do that. Don't even put them in the same air. Please, no. Because they are not the same. But technically, he did say this is the best offense since 2016. He didn't compare the offenses, so I guess it is what it is. Anywho, we'll let you hear more from Raheem Morris, Michael Penix Jr., Zach Robinson, and more coming up a little bit later on in the show. Real quick, just quick injury news. Raheem Morris did say he also feels good about Michael Penix Jr. playing on Sunday against the Patriots. I expect him to play. I don't think, unless he just has some sort of major setback and knock on whatever this table is made out of, that he doesn't have that. I think he's going to play. We'll see about Drake London. His, I think, status may be a little bit more murky, but I expect him to be back too. So we'll talk more about that on the other side as well. It is the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. We'll be right back after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at all the top local sports stories.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday. All downhill to the weekend from here. We got over the hump yesterday. And now it is 5:22 here on a Thursday morning. I appreciate you tuning in and hanging out with your boy this morning. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the radio station wherever you are and whenever you want to. Once you got that free Odyssey app downloaded on your smartphone and all your smart devices, make sure you search for the radio station, 92.9 The Game. Once you find the radio station, follow it, subscribe to it. Then you want to follow and subscribe to all the great shows here on the station as well. My show, obviously, The Hometown Take, The Morning Shift, The Steakhouse, The Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Dukes and Bell, Chris Thomas Tonight, all the great shows on the weekend, Sam and Greg, College Football Game Time, all of them. Follow them, subscribe to them. When you do that, then you're really in the game. You'll get live push notifications about when shows go live, live push notifications when shows are having guests on live. You'll get live push notifications when new audio and articles are uploaded to the website. You'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite segments and interviews from your favorite shows. You'll be able to listen to your favorite shows in their entirety. All that and more when you download the free Odyssey app. So make sure you download it on your smartphone and all your smart devices today. Also need to tell you, I was just telling you about College Football Game Time. Well, guess what? Sports Radio 99 The Game is your home of live college football coverage in the ATL. This Saturday at 8 a.m., we get the day started with College Football Game Time. It's brought to you by Window Nation. Visit WindowNation.com and by Alumni Hall. Shop UGA, Bama, and Tennessee, and more. It's where fans shop. John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, and Garrett Chapman will set the stage for all of the big matchups. Then, a triple header of games that you can listen to right here on 92.9 The Game, starting at 11:30 a.m. with Ohio State hosting Penn State, followed by Notre Dame at Boston College, and then Oklahoma at Tennessee. That's all this Saturday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Real quick before we get back into the Falcons, going to let you hear a little bit from Jeff Olbrich, Zach Robinson, Michael Penix Jr. It was very fitting that Noel came back with a Drake instrumental there. If you didn't know, that was a Drake song, Drake instrumental, Worst Behavior. If you know, you know. Anywho, I say that because Blue Jays take game 5. They win it 6-1, and now they up 3-2-1 win away from a World Series title, another World Series title, their third in franchise history. And you already know, I've said it many a times, especially this week, I'm Team Blue Jays. Why? Not because I dislike Freddie Freeman. I still have love for Freddie Freeman. Not because I'm tired of the Dodgers winning. That just kind of is what it is. No, none of that. Has nothing to do with baseball, actually. It's because I am a huge Drake stan. And obviously, he is from Toronto, Canada. The Toronto Blue Jays are in it. And they're taking on the Los Angeles Dodgers. And we all know Kendrick Lamar, the guy who just made up lies about Drake, he is from Compton. He is from L.A., that area. So it's Drake versus Kendrick Lamar. This is the Drake versus Kendrick Lamar World Series. And you already know I'm Team Drake. So I'm going, so it's all Blue Jays, baby. You know what it is. But no, in all seriousness, it would be cool to see the Blue Jays win for sure. But in all seriousness, I actually am rooting for the Blue Jays just solely because of Drake. That's the only reason why. So it is what it is. But the Blue Jays are up 3-2 now. Game 6 is tomorrow, and the Blue Jays will have a chance to close out the Dodgers. Dodgers are going to be looking to stay alive and force a Game 7, trying to capture their second straight World Series title. So we'll see what happens then. We will, though, have a I believe, let me actually not misspeak on this, but I believe when we come back Monday, we should have a World Series champion. I got to look at the schedule real quick. Game 7 would be Saturday. So we would know by Monday who the World Series, we'll know by Monday who the World Series champ is. All right. Anywho, I do want to get back to the Atlanta Falcons. We'll talk about the Atlanta Hawks coming up here in just a few minutes. Trae Young goes out with a right knee sprain. Could have been worse. I think the Hawks actually dodged a bullet. The way Mo Gay fell back, if you didn't see the game or didn't see the play, Mo Gay gets tangled up with, I forgot which Brooklyn Net he got tangled up with, but Mo Gay does get tangled up with, I think it might have been Noah Clowney, can't remember. Noah Clowney, Georgia native, by the way. But I think he got tangled up with Noah Clowney or some Brooklyn Net, and he ends up falling backwards and then falling backwards into Trae Young because Trae was playing some help defense on the baseline, and he fell back into his knee. Trae definitely looked like it got hyperextended for sure, and then he goes down. Again, could have been a lot worse. They listed as just a knee sprain. From how it looked and how Trae Young was moving afterwards, I don't think there was any major ligament damage or anything like that. So that's the good news. It does look like they dodged a bullet, but still very scary. And I probably wouldn't expect Trae Young to play on Friday, but we'll see. So the Hawks did win, though, 117-112. Kept the Brooklyn Nets winless, and they're going to be trying to keep the Indiana Pacers winless tomorrow when they take on the Pacers in Indiana. All right, now back to the Atlanta Falcons as they are getting ready for their matchup with the New England Patriots on Sunday. And I want to start with the offense, and I want to start with Zach Robinson because we were just talking about what Raheem Morris said on Dukes and Bell to begin the show about, I think this offense is the best offense since 2016. And again, it really triggered me because I don't feel like this offense and the 2016 offense should be even spoken in the same sentence, shouldn't even be in the same air. But if you think about it, I guess maybe he does have a point because, and again, I say that, but it's not a real a whole lot to live up to. It's not like the Falcons had a great offense after 2016, 2017, the offense definitely took a step back once Kyle Shanahan left. The defense was really good. He had a top 10 defense, but the offense definitely took a step back. 2018, again, offense was not very good, pretty mid. And then, you know, 2019, it just got progressively worse. You know, then you lost Matt Ryan, and then you were dealing with Marcus Mariota, Desmond Ridder, Taylor Heineke. So, again, there wasn't a lot to saying the offense is as good as it's been since 2016 isn't saying a whole bunch when you think about what the offenses have looked like and what the offenses have been since then. So I'll say that much on it. But anywho, want to talk about Zach Robinson and what he had to say. He was addressing the criticism that the offense is predictable and, you know, how the coaches have, you know, played against, give them feedback. The coaches they play against, give them feedback. And look, it's not even that the offense is predictable. I don't know if predictable is the right word. And I've said this before, and we've obviously had this conversation before. But the offense is just so matter of fact. And when I say matter of fact, I mean it in the sense of if Charlie Warner lines up in the backfield, you know this is going to happen. If Tyler Algier is in the backfield with Bijan Robinson, you probably know this is going to happen. It's just like a algebra. We talked about it yesterday. I said this yesterday. It's like an algebra formula. Once you got the right formula, all you got to do is plug in the numbers and you get your answer. With the Falcons, once you say, okay, we got Charlie Warner there, Bijan here, Drake London line up here, Kyle Pitts line up here, okay. That means probably this is going to happen. It looks like this formula. And then you get your answer. There's no wrinkles being added in to throw defenses off. There's no nuance to this offense. It's just matter of fact. If you see this, you get this, period. That's all there is to it. There's no, again, wrinkle, creativity, nuance to it. It's just matter of fact. And so maybe it does fall under the umbrella of predictable, but let's let you hear what Zach Robinson had to say. Again, addressing criticisms that the offense is predictable, and he talked about how, you know, the coaches they play against does, you know, give them feedback. So here's Zach Robinson. We'll have Zach Robinson for you here in just a second. But again, it's just very matter of fact in the sense that, you know what, once you see how the team is lined up, The defense knows what's coming. And that's why you need nuance. All right, we got Zach Robinson now. Let's hear Zach Robinson addressing the criticisms that the offense is predictable.
Yeah, I mean, that's not, again, I can't answer for that. You know, I think we have plenty of good stuff that we put on tape. Obviously, we talk to opposing coaches after games, and we get intel from them, and they give us some good feedback in terms of, you know, the difficulty that it can be to defend the scheme. Now, again, if we have the results that we've had the last couple weeks, we score 10 points, of course, you're going to be susceptible to the outside noise. So we know we have a ton of different mixtures in the run game, pass game. We've got good complements to everything that we do. Again, nothing has really changed from the times we've played well. You know, it just so happens we've had, you know, a couple bad games that have kind of watered that down.
I get it, but why is the offense so inconsistent? And why is it the fact that it seems like we know what's coming and we aren't running? Why does it seem like we haven't done anything new? Like, is that part of the plan? Are we gonna break out some new stuff? Are we gonna break out some nuance later? Because it seems like we need to do it now. So I get we put some good performances together. There needs to be some consistency to this offense. There's no consistent performances. We have one good game here, then one bad half here, one bad game there, good half here. We need some consistency. And it just seems like there's no nuance, no wrinkles to this offense. Again, it's just very matter of fact. Now, one thing that Zach Robinson also talked about is as far as problems with this offense, he said one problem sometimes is that they go away from wide zone too early in games. And
yeah.
And real quick, hold on, Zach. Let me set you up, Zach. I know you ain't gonna speak and get your piece out there, but hold on, I'm gonna set you up. Don't worry. But as far as that goes, if it's working, why are we going away from it? If it's not working, I understand you have to go away from it at times, but especially with the bread and butter of this team, we know being wide zone, sometimes you got to, you know, they talk about it, you have to stick with the run, be true to the run, and keep defenses honest. So maybe that's something that's been a problem. But let's hear Zach Robinson talk about sometimes their problem is they get away from wide zone too early in games.
Yeah, I think, you know, you want to have ultimately an identity, and then you want to have your counterpunches off of your identity. And that's where, you know, do feel good about our run mixtures. We do feel good about our pass mixtures. We won't lose sight of our wide zone. Like, that's our bread and butter run. And obviously, shoot, you look back 2 weeks ago, and again, that was hitting well. And then there's certain games almost – that I've called that I've been like, maybe I didn't stick to wide zone enough and I called too much variation. So it's always a balance of all those things where sometimes you think, oh man, they're leaning on this. Let's try to get to a counter, when it's like, we probably should have just stuck to the same thing because we know we can execute that at a high level. So obviously that's play calling, execution, all that stuff meshed together. And so, you know, but we do feel like we have the right answers. We feel like we got the right run schemes to get those things going. Like I said, we have so many banked reps of wide zone that, you know, you talk to, again, other opponents, and they're feared of that, of course. So, you know, we just got to execute, got to get the bodies on the bodies, and then play from there.
We need counters for other plays too. You talked about having counters for wide zone. Do we have counters for other things as well, Zach? That's what I want to know. Because we need, for other plays, we need more counters. So I get what he's saying there. Sometimes you feel like you go away from your bread and butter too early and you try to counter things too early. We need to just have counters for other plays too, because it seems like we don't got counters for other things. But anywho, when we come back, we will talk more about that Hawks game. Hawks do handle business, but Trae Young goes down with a right knee sprain. Does seem like the Hawks maybe dodged a little bit of a bullet, but we'll talk about that. They also look good, as they should have during that game. After a very, very slow start, they turned it on and got the job done. We'll talk about that next. Also, against some NFL headlines as well here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at all the top local sports stories.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 92.9, The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the radio station wherever you are and whenever you want to. Do you want to get your Thanksgiving week started with some golf for a great cause? Well, guess what? We got the event for you. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by Findlay Roofing is coming up on Monday, November 24th at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. Now is your chance to sign up. Go to the 929thegame.com. Go to 929thegame.com and click the events link. But do it now because foursomes are going quickly. That's the third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic benefiting Pets for Vets. It's on November 24th. So go sign up right now or when you get to work. If you're driving, obviously you can't do it right now. Don't do it right now. That would be irresponsible. But make sure you do it right now, ASAP, as soon as you can. I do want to talk a little bit about the Atlanta Hawks while we still got some time here on a Thursday. They beat the Brooklyn Nets 117-112. We've mentioned it here throughout the show. Trae Young goes down with a right knee sprain is what is being called right now. I personally think the Hawks did dodge a little bit of a bullet. Looked like it definitely could have been worse. And knock on whatever this table is made out of, hopefully it's not worse than what we initially think and what we saw. But if you missed it, Trae Young, well, I started with this. Mo Gay gets tangled up with the Brooklyn net. He falls backwards. Trae Young was playing some help defense. Mo Gay falls back into Trae Young's right knee. The knee hyperextends. Trae Young goes down. Now, he did try to – he kind of shaked it off, tried to stretch out that knee. He did go back in the game for very short amount of time, and then took himself out, pointed towards the bench, and he went straight to the locker room. So, and he was out for the rest of the game. The way he was moving around, jumping around, makes me feel like it's not anything major, but he definitely still could miss some time. I wouldn't expect him to play against Indiana on Friday, but as of right now, all we know is it is being called a right knee sprain. So obviously when we get more information on it, we will give that to you. But as far as the Hawks' performance last night goes, like I said, beat the Brooklyn Nets 117-112, get their second win in the season, get back in the win column. All that's fine and dandy. I did not obviously like the way they started. They gave the Brooklyn Nets a 12-0 run to start the game. They spotted them 12 points to start, but Hawks did come back, and once they took the lead, I think it was late in the first quarter, they did not look back. So that was good, and they let Brooklyn kind of come back and make it interesting towards the end. And yeah, they did take the lead 20-19 with 5:17 left in the first quarter. Like I said, never trailed again. Brooklyn did, like I said, make it close to the end. Two free throws by Michael Porter got the Nets within three. It was 115-112 with 1:28 left. And Brooklyn did have their chances, but they missed their final five shots. Again, some of that is good defense by the Hawks too, so I got to tip your cap there. But you would have liked, because they were almost up by 20 at one point. I think they were at the 19 or 18-point lead at different points in the game. So you would have liked them to have a little bit more of a cushion and beat them a little bit more than five. But, again, when you get a lead, it's especially in basketball, you always – it's just kind of human nature to take your foot off the gas. So that kind of is what it is. Again, you would like to see them beat the Nets more by five. But, look, a win is a win is a win. You ain't going to be mad at a win. And they did what they had to do at the end of the game to make sure they secured that dub. So good stuff by the Hawks. And again, I really like this Hawks team offensively and what they do offensively. Even when Trae Young was not on the court, you feel like they have plenty of depth now, especially with Jalen Johnson back and the other pieces that they added. They got plenty of offense to do what they got to do and still put points on the board. Jalen Johnson really took over once Trae Young left. Finished the game 23 points, 10 of 16 from the field. Was 1 of 3 from 3, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. So, again, continues to do a little bit of everything for the Atlanta Hawks, and that's what you need him to do. Kristaps Porzingis, not as good as he's been offensively in these first couple games, but I did like him. And you see the box score and you only see 6 rebounds, but I do feel like he was definitely more of a presence down low when it comes to rebounding, at least more than he's been. I think the effort to get rebounds down low was there a lot more than what it's been in the first couple of games. So I did like that aspect of it. But KP, 14 points, 6 of 14 from the field, 2 of 7 from 3, 6 rebounds, 7 assists for KP as well. That's nice, too, him dishing it out. Trae Young, again, only played in 7 minutes, had 6 points. Dyson Daniels has definitely been struggling offensively. But the thing is, there's not as much pressure on Dyson this year to score because you got Nikhil Alexander-Walker, you got Luke Kennard, and you got Kristaps Porzingis. You have other guys that can put up points. So not as much pressure on Dyson offensively, but you would like to see him get it going a little bit more offensively. 7 points for Dyson, 6 assists, 4 rebounds for Dyson. Also had 3 steals yet again. Now back-to-back games where Dyson has 3 steals, so he's getting that steals average right back up. But Dyson with a solid game defensively, obviously, as well. He's always going to bring on a defensive end. The bench was really good last night. Luke Kennard found that stroke last night, baby. 4 of 5 from 3. I had, like, every time I saw Luke Kennard shoot the ball, one, I love Luke Kennard's shot selection. He doesn't force it ever, but he takes the open shots. And every time I see Luke Kennard shoot, man, that's his left-handed shot is so pretty. Every time he shot the ball last night, I felt like it was going in. I was like, and obviously most of the time it did go in. 4 of 5 from 3. And then he was also, 5 of 8 from the field. So it did go in most of the time. But when I see Luke Kennard shoot the ball, I have the utmost confidence that he's going to knock it down. And that's why he's, the active leader in three-point percentage in the NBA. He's a pretty darn good shooter. And that's why the Hawks obviously brought him in. But good to see Luke Kennard have the night. He had 17 points off the bench. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, after struggling offensively the first few games, he's been getting more active as far as putting up points as well. 18 points from him. Then Onyeka Okongwu, just another solid night from Onyeka. He is so good. so good. He comes in, brings energy. I love his tenacity on the boards, offensive and defensive rebounding. He just does the dang thing. And you could tell, like, he is making the most. Not to say that he was sour about going to the bench, because I think he is better coming off the bench, honestly. But you can tell he is making the most of his minutes when he gets in there. Because he is coming in with an energy. 12 points, 14 rebounds for Onyeka last night. Wasn't quite as efficient as he is offensively usually, but still very good. Scoring when he needs to, and then, again, eating up the boards on the offensive and defensive side of the glass. Moga had 9 points as well. So your bench scoring, pretty darn good. So offensively, I'm very happy with the Hawks. Shot the ball well last night too, 47% from the field, 39% from three. So again, just got to keep locking in defensively. Offensively, I think this Hawks team is pretty darn good. And look, that's been the story of this Hawks team over the past few years, it feels like. They do what they got to do offensively. It's just defensively, can they get those stops when it matters? Can they stop teams from going on run? Can they stop the bleeding when teams do go on runs? Because obviously we know basketball, the NBA, it's a game of runs. So can they stop the bleeding quicker than they usually do? So that's really the main question for the Atlanta Hawks, and going to be the theme of the Hawks going on this entire year. But did a good job taking down the Brooklyn Nets. And did what they had to do. They'll take on the now still winless, I should say, Indiana Pacers tomorrow. Pre-game coverage right here on 92.9 The Game, your flagship station and your home for the Atlanta Hawks. Getting kicked off at 6:30 tomorrow. Tip-off with Steve Holman on the call will start at 7 o'clock. A couple real quick NFL headlines while we got a little bit of time here. I will tell you, Lamar Jackson, he's back. Lamar, 2-5, Ravens taking on the 2-6 Dolphins on Thursday Night Football. But we talked a little bit about this yesterday. Ravens got a runway to go on a nice little win streak here and get right back in it. I could definitely see the Ravens still winning this division. So Lamar Jackson, Baltimore Ravens taking on the Miami Dolphins in Miami tonight on Thursday Night Football. You can hear that right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as well, by the way. Other NFL headlines we got here. How about Aiden Hutchinson getting paid, y'all? 4 years, $180 million. And how about $141 million guaranteed? That is a non-quarterback record as far as guaranteed money goes. Whew. Hutchinson's now $45 million average salary. Trails only Green Bay Packers, Micah Parsons, at $46.5 million among non-quarterbacks in the NFL. And again, the guarantee is the highest among non-QBs, according to roster management system. Hutchinson at 25 has been doing what to do this season after, again, looking like he was – I know a lot of people were like, oh, he's cooked when seeing him rehab. That was at the beginning of his rehab. Aiden Hutchinson has 6 sacks already this season, 29 quarterback pressures. That's second in the NFL, only behind Micah Parsons at 33, and he has forced 4 fumbles. That's tied with Joey Bosa for the league lead. So, yeah, Aiden Hutchinson is still very good at football. Newsflash, he's still a huge impact on that Detroit Lions defense. So, good for Aiden Hutchinson, man. He done got paid, and deservedly so, and I know they are happy they got that done. We did have a trade yesterday in the NFL real quick. The Eagles have traded John Metsie to the Jets for Michael Carter. So, the Jets get a little bit of wide receiver help, and the Eagles get some cornerback help. So they had been dealing with some injuries at corner. The Eagles have Adore Jackson, Keely Ringo. They've been kind of mid as far as their production. So they bring in Michael Carter to get some help. And Mike Carter's been, again, he's been a pretty good player on a bad Jets team. So that should be good. Brock Bowers looked like he's going to be ready to roll and come back after missing 3 games. He should be back this week. And Terry McLaurin is going to be out this week. Jaden Daniels, though, should be in line to play. So those are some quick NFL headlines for you, and that is my time. Appreciate y'all tuning in this morning. We'll be back tomorrow on a Friday, a Falcons Friday to preview Falcons, Patriots. We'll give you a full preview. We'll talk about some big college football matchups. Obviously, Georgia, Florida going down this weekend. We'll get into that and all the other big college football matchups as well. Plus, much more. We'll talk about Thursday Night Football and a whole lot of other good stuff in the world of sports. So that'll be coming up on a Friday, a Falcons Friday edition of the Hometown Tape. But coming up next, it's the morning shift. Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Ali Mack back in the Kia Studios entertaining for the next 3 hours, and I'll be chiming in as well. Noel, great job as always. I appreciate you. And we'll be back tomorrow on a Friday. Until I talk to y'all tomorrow, peace.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.